Hello everyone, and welcome to another LTC podcast. I'm Damon, and I'll be chatting with Mike today about agile project management. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Damon.
So, Mike, what is agile project management at a very basic level?
Agile project management is a management philosophy that aims to improve upon some of the inflexibility in traditional project management methods.
Okay. Can you give us an example of where traditional project management might not be flexible enough?
Absolutely. The best example would probably be the way that deliverables are broken down and achieved.
I'm sorry, deliverables. That's a new word for me.
Yes, a deliverable is something produced as the result of a process. Let's say that you are working on a new product for a customer, like a washing machine. That washing machine would be the deliverable.
Okay, so it's the end product or service. Okay, I understand. And how does agile project management handle deliverables differently to the traditional way?
Well, let's start, as you mentioned, with traditional project management, where there would normally be a specific deliverable for several different teams that in the end come together to form the end product, the washing machine. There might be quite long deadlines for this, as your team works on the door and my team works on the buttons or whatever. At the end, this all comes together and is delivered as a finished product and customer feedback is collected.
And that's not the same with the agile project method?
No. In agile project management, the work is divided into smaller work packages. These are often called sprints. Your team wouldn't make the final door in 6 months. They'd make a prototype in a month. That would be reviewed and then improved again in the next sprint. As the work continues, these sprints are accompanied by periodic Scrum meetings.
Sorry, Scrum meetings. So I know what a Scrum is from my high school days of playing rugby, but I can't imagine that a bunch of employees would lock their heads together and kick a ball around the office. What are we talking about here?
Indeed, Scrum here doesn't have anything to do with rugby. It's people, well, metaphorically putting their heads together and reviewing the current situation, as well as discussing how to go forwards. In 6 months, you might have a final version of the door that is the result of the sprint and Scrum review process. This is called an iterative approach, and it's a fundamental part of agile project management.
Okay, so iterative in the context of repetitive, so something that happens again, a process that happens again and again. I see. But how is that an improvement on the traditional method?
Well, in traditional project management, you collect the feedback on the final product and improve the next model, but that could take years. With an agile method, you collect feedback as you go. If customer focus groups don't like your new design, your new prototype or concept, you can modify your plan immediately.
Okay, it sounds like an improvement. Why aren't all companies using this method?
Well, many of them are. But there is definitely some criticism of the agile method that some companies might think make it unsuitable for some projects.
Such as?
Well, the sprint and review format can make it difficult to accurately estimate how much time will be needed. Some people believe that agile project management can experience lengthy delays and problems meeting deadlines. There is also some criticism of the communication structure.
Okay, what do you mean by that, the communication structure?
In traditional project management, the various teams might work autonomously in different rooms, buildings, or even cities. In agile project management, it's often the case that the teams work very closely together with teams with different deliverables, even if it's not an area they are an expert in. Some managers believe this can be an inefficient process.
Okay, I see. So, yeah, it's different to the traditional communication structure.
That's right.
But it might not be suitable for every industry. Is that right?
Well, it's definitely becoming standard practice in software development projects. but it's not necessarily going to improve project management across all industries.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much for that, Mike. Let's just have a quick review of some of the keywords that came up to talk about agile project management. Words that came up today were deliverable, deadline, sprint, prototype, and scrum meeting. What else did we have, Mike?
Well, we had to put your heads together. Iterative approach, focus group, autonomously, and standard practice.
Great. Thanks very much for the information, Mike.
Thank you, Damon.
And thanks, everybody, for listening.